This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Nick Schwartzen, actor slash comedian.
Correct.
Or is it comedian slash actor?
It is chef slash actor slash comedian.
You did play a crazy David Bowie fan in Almost Famous.
Yeah, you're welcome, I think.
It's Bowie! Bowie!
Being a Sandler fan and then getting into the Happy Madison family.
My manager was like, he has a movie called Grandma's Boy and he needs someone to rewrite it.
Your bed is a car.
Yeah, but it's a sweet car. My roommate said they're going to get me rims for Christmas. Or a CB radio, I can talk to other car beds.
And then Adam was like, I have an idea for a movie called Benchwarmers. Do you want to write it with me?
Take the Thin Mints back into the apartment. That's our food for the week.
Fine. You can eat the Thin Mints at my funeral, Richie.
We haven't heard from Nick Schwartzen.
Norm is one of my best friends.
But anyways, it's time to read jokes.
All right.
It's easy, then you don't have to think of them yourself.
I love it. I hate thinking.
You know, dogs and humans love to run because it apparently gives them a natural high similar to that of marijuana, according to the University of Arizona.
Wow.
After running, what are called cannabinoids, the chemical found in marijuana that gives you a feeling of euphoria, are higher in humans and dogs, and this encourages them to run again. To 7-Eleven for a Slurpee.
So I'm at a charity event a couple years ago. The guy who runs the event comes up to me. He goes, hey man, there's a guy here who wants to meet you. He's a huge fan. I go, cool, who is it? He goes, you're not gonna believe this. It's the quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, Aaron Rodgers. So I go, no, f*** that. He goes, what's your problem? I go, I'll tell you my problem. I go, I'm gonna meet him and he's gonna be really cool. And I'm really cool. So I'm gonna be really cool back. Then we're gonna do shots. We're gonna have some laughs. Then we're gonna become friends. Then I won't hate the Packers anymore. And then my life is f***ing over.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on The Score.
Oh, tremendous. Nick Schwartzen is a Vikings fan. And
that's a good comedy.
Nick Schwartzen, the man that you have seen and heard in a million different things, now joins the Spiegel and Holmes show here on 670 The Score. Maybe you know Terry Bernardino on Reno 911. Maybe you're a Blades of Glory person, a Grandma's Boy person, a Bucky Larson person, or a Nick Schwartzen stand-up person, because you'll get a chance to see him at the Chicago Improv at Woodfield Mall in April 2025. Nick, what's up? Welcome to The Score in Chicago. How are you?
What's up, guys? Thanks for having me. I mean, people could have seen me anywhere. I mean, they could have seen me at the Old Town Ale House. They could have seen me stumbling out of Zany's. They could have seen me hung over at Portillo's. I mean, there is a myriad of locations you could have caught me at. Good Lord.
Yeah,
you could have seen me in Schaumburg. Who knows?
The Old Town Ale House is just a freaking awesome and legendary spot. But yeah, I was looking at your bio, and I'm wondering, how did you avoid the Chicago Improv, you know, butter churn that just like sends comedians out there in the world? You didn't have a stint here, did you?
No, it's really funny. I started improv in Minneapolis, and then I started stand-up, and then I just became, you know, obviously a stand-up. But I would do shows at Zany's in Old Town on North Wells.
Yep.
And I would hang out with all the improvisers. And, you know, there was kind of some moments where I thought about doing the Chicago thing, but it was, I was already knee deep in stand up, and the improv scene was so oversaturated, and I didn't want to get in line. So I just did stand up, but I hung out with all the Second City people. I've been friends with SNL people forever. But yeah, the Old Town Ale House, good Lord. I mean, I'm surprised anybody makes it out of Chicago. Just if you're a drinker, that city, whoa.
Oh yeah.
I mean, good Lord.
Talking to two who know buddy.
There are options. Yeah, two may be in the program, but there are options available in Chicago for sure. Never mind all that. It doesn't matter that you weren't in Chicago and we don't have that bond. The bond we have is the bit we were just hearing about Aaron Rodgers. We all hate Aaron Rodgers. Have you enjoyed this downfall that we've all been watching in real time?
Thoroughly. I've enjoyed it more. I don't have children, but I already enjoy it more than the birth of my child, if that makes any sense.
It does.
I don't have a child.
It does.
It's the greatest thing ever. I mean, it's just one of those things where... And it's funny because people who just, they don't really understand it if you're not, you know, other divisions and other people understand it within their world. But like in the Midwest, like I don't hate the Bears. I don't hate the Lions, but like I hate Green Bay. Mm-hmm. I just hate them. Like, you know, like I said, Bears and Lions, I got a ton of friends from Chicago and Detroit. And, you know, like, I mean, I want to beat you guys, but I don't like, there's no vehement hate of like, I just hate. And, you know, Packer fans are awful because they just appear, like, in anywhere. And, like, now it's pointed at me where, like, I'll do shows in, like, Boise, and there'll be people with Packers jerseys in the front row. Like, they just know.
Oh.
So it's just, like, they just appear, just, like, little roaches, just obese roaches.
Obese roaches.
You know what we found, though? Because we did a show in Wisconsin at the Brat Stop last week, and we were talking to the Packers fans. Even with Packers fans now, we can bond about hating Aaron Rodgers. Like, they're thrilled to watch him be terrible out there because he held the freaking franchise hostage. So I think the whole division has come together with our schadenfreude for Aaron. That's a nice thing.
Yeah, no, that is a nice thing. And I don't dislike them as much with him not there. I don't like hate them. Like, I don't hate Jordan Love. You know what I mean? Like, I hate the Packers still, but I don't. It's not just sheer anger where I feel like I could commit like a superhero act of like throwing a car over a building or something. That's how much I hated the Aaron Rodgers Packers.
Well, how did you go ahead. I'm sorry.
What? No, go for it.
I was going to ask you, how did you handle it then when Brett Favre became the Vikings
good question.
Quarterback? How did you handle that whole era?
That's a great question. I mean, that was extremely difficult because I was really against it.
Yeah.
A lot of people were. Minnesotans were just like, no, no. And then, you know, when you look at it under your lens, when he's on your team, I was like, oh, this guy is a gamer. And I quickly switched. There was a game. Oh my God, I'm blanking on it. I believe it was the Niners, and he threw a dart, game-winning pass. It was Seattle or San Francisco, and it was a game-winning pass that was so absurd. It was like 40 yards into the end zone, and it was a great catch. And right then, like on a dime, everybody was like, it was a home game. I was there. And everybody was like, oh, yeah, let's go. And I got a Favre t-shirt, and I was like, game on.
Yeah, Greg Lewis, 32-yard touchdown pass.
Yeah,
To Greg Lewis. You know, it's funny you say, like, how begrudging your enjoyment of him was. I feel like I heard it in Paul Allen's call after Favre threw the game away at the end of the NFC Championship game.
Like, when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Not Detroit, man. This is the Super Bowl.
There it is. Like Paul Allen flipped the switch, flipped back to "We hate you, Favre," because he broke your freaking hearts after all that.
Yeah, but that's wrong. Paul should know better than that, because that pass to Sidney Rice, Brett had no real choice there because he was getting headhunted, which is proven because Sean Payton got suspended. So it's like Sean Payton had a bounty on Favre. Favre took so many illegal hits, so many nasty, cheap shots, and he just kept going, and he was just trying to get the ball closer for a field goal. So I don't fault him in any way, shape, or form.
Well,
to the point where Sean Payton showed up on one of our movie sets because he was friends with one of the actors, and I refused to be on set.
You're hilarious.
I told Sandler. He goes, "Hey, Sean Payton's showing up." And I go, "Okay, bye." And he goes, "What do you mean?" And I go, "Dude, that guy robbed us of a Super Bowl. We would have won that year. And he robbed us." And Adam's like, "Dude, you can't still be mad." And I was like, "Yeah, I'm walking off set."
That is so beautiful, dude. That is a beautiful meatball level of Viking fandom for our guest, Nick Swartzen, here. So, you know what's interesting? Like, Bears fandom is defined by quarterback starvation. We've never had a 4,000-yard passer, never had a 30-touchdown quarterback. It's insane. What is Vikings fandom defined by? Like, what do Viking fans identify themselves with historically?
Crying out of our genitals.
Interesting.
Just openly genital weeping.
I didn't know it was possible.
We've come so close. No pun intended. We've come so close that it's just horrific. It's really bad when you're close. You know what I mean? Like, that's why we're just not cocky anymore. Like, I don't ever talk smack or anything. I'm just like, I'm not a fighter. But I've gotten in situations at bars. I don't watch games in public anymore. But, I mean, I remember when we lost to Seattle, and it was a 27-yard kick, and Blair Walsh was to win the game. This is when we were before our stadium. We were playing at the Minnesota Gophers Stadium. And some guy at the bar, 27-yard kick to win the game, some guy goes, "Dude, you got this. Why are you stressing out?" And I gave him a deathly stare, and then Blair missed it. And I screamed at the guy and then immediately walked out of the bar. I was like, I can't be in public because it's just like – there's no give me. It's just, it's horrifying. Like, even like this weekend, I'm not confident about the Bears. I mean, the Bears are playing the most bonkers, weird, awful football. But, you know, they've come close to so many games. And, you know, I'm not in any way making fun of Bears fans. And I'm not making fun of the Bears at all. But I did laugh uncontrollably. That Commanders game is one of the funniest things I've ever seen because that guy, I can't remember his name.
Tyreek Stevenson.
Celebrating, yes, celebrating and taunting the other team. He's supposed to be in position. What are you doing? Then he runs back and then it's his fault.
Yeah. Yes.
We ask that question every day.
Yeah. We're broke. We're still broken from this, Nick. All right, man. Thank you.
Again, I'm not rubbing that in.
No, but you did.
I mean, I would expect it was just so, it was the worst conclusion. I was like, oh my God. And I'm on a text thread with a bunch of Chicago comedians like Horatio Sands, Matt Walsh, a bunch of guys were on a thread.
Friend of the show, Matt Walsh. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've done Bear Down a bunch. And Scott Armstrong, brilliant writer, all these Bears fans. And I'm the only Vikings fan. And, you know, just watching the thread of their meltdowns is hilarious. I mean, they're like just – they're next level over it. They're just so over it and horrified.
Tell them to call the score. Tell them to call us. They don't have to use their real names. We'll take care of them.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah, I'm using my real name.
Are you sure?
What are those dildos going to do? What are they going to say?
We have to ask because – he's a hero of all of ours, and we envy your experiences and your life as Norm MacDonald's pal. And every time he comes up, we all kind of stop and pause and talk to each other about him. What Norm story or joke still knocks you on your ass to this day, Nick?
I mean, I've got a ton of them. In my new act right now, I've got this tour, Toilet Head, that's touring right now. I'm about to go on stage in like an hour. But yeah, I share like three candid Norm stories that are really great. But yeah, there were so many because he was such a weird. Like, you know, I was really close with him, and you could never tell if he was. Like, what was going on with him? Like, if it was real or not. It was almost, you know, like, he was very childlike, where he would just kind of come up with excuses and weird things where, I remember we were on tour, and did you see the story where he thought I stole his idea for breakfast?
I have not.
You know this story or no?
I know.
I told it on Conan.
No, please.
Okay. So I'm on tour with me, Sandler Spade, and Rob Schneider, and Norm. And we're finishing the tour, and it's the last show in Connecticut. And so we're really tired. We just all want to catch up on sleep. So we're all on a text thread. So we go to sleep after the show, and then we all sleep in. So we wake up, and on the text thread, Norm at 6 in the morning was like, hey, yes, you guys want to get breakfast or what? And then nobody responded because we're all sleeping. So then he responded again. He's like, hey, you guys up or what? And then nothing. And then so we all wake up around 9 a.m. And I go on the thread and I go, hey, I just got up. Does anybody want to eat? And Spade and I think Rob were like, yeah, starving. And then I'm like, okay, I'll be in the lobby. So we go in the lobby and Norm is there and he had just come back from eating breakfast. And he goes, what are you guys doing? Where have you been? And they're like, we're all like, we're going to go eat breakfast. And he goes, what? And Rob was like, yeah, Swartzen did a text to everybody. And he goes, yeah, that was my idea. I thought of breakfast. And I go, yeah, we all slept in. He goes, yeah, I know, but Swartzen stole my idea. He goes, that was my idea for breakfast. And, you know, he just went and took it. And I go, Norm, you didn't invent breakfast. And, like, we all were sleeping in. He goes, yeah, I know, but I started it, and you just took it. And I'm like, are you retarded? I'm like, what is going on right now?
And I assume you guys all.
And then, side note, he goes, yeah, well, you know, good luck, because it's that. They don't really have breakfast here. And then the concierge is right there. And she goes, yeah, there's like five places to get breakfast. We're at a casino. There's like five places. That's what we're known for is breakfast at a casino. And he goes, ah, I was just walking around for an hour. And it was like, you couldn't find breakfast? I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Nick, this has been so fun. Thanks, man. Really appreciate the time and the warmth and the hang. And we'll come say hello when you are at the Chicago Improv at Woodfield Mall in April. And you know, anything you need in Chicago, please let us know. Kill it tonight. Have fun.
I will for sure, guys. Yeah, I'll be in Chicago in April. I'll see you there.
All right, we'll find you. Thanks.
Thanks, Nick.
That's Nick Swartzen right here on 670 The Score. Damn, that was fun. Chris Emma is next. Good. He's going to join me and Mark Grody on The Score.